Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about Mother's Day with me? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So let's get started. The first book is called My Mom is Trying to Ruin My Life by Kate Pfeiffer. This is my mom. Sure, she looks like a nice mom. She makes people smile. She makes people clean. She gives hungry people food. She takes people where they need to go, and then she picks them up and brings them home. She makes people's boo-boo stop hurting. And she helps people fall asleep when they can't. But if my mom is such a nice mom, why is she trying to ruin my life? Here are 5 ways that my mom is trying to ruin my life. Way 1. She kisses me in front of my friends. She doesn't just kiss the top of my head. That would be bad, but not so bad. My mom gives me kisses all over my face. Way 2. She stops by my school in the middle of the day, barges into my classroom, and says, "I thought Emma might be hot and would like to change into these shorts." Like I would ever change my clothes at school? I don't think so. Way 3. She talks too loudly. Way 4. She never lets me eat any food that I think is good for me. Way 5. She worries about everything and never lets me do anything fun because I might get hurt, which I won't. I've decided it's time to stop my mother before she ruins the rest of my life, so I've come up with a plan. The first thing I'll do is sneak out of the house when my mom isn't looking. Then I'll get on my bike and pedal away as fast as I can. But what if my mom calls for me and I don't answer? She'll figure out that I snuck out of the house and biked away, and she'll get in her car and catch up to me. This plan won't work unless I sneak out of the house, get on my bike, pedal away as fast as I can, and then, when she catches up to me, keep pedaling until I pedal down a steep hill into a muddy hole. She'll drive down the steep hill into the muddy hole, and her car will get stuck. Only I'll be stuck too. And the hill is so steep that I can't pedal my bike up it anyway. So my mom will have to get out of her car and push me on the bike up the hill. And then, when I'm safely at the top of the hill, I'll start biking away as fast as I can. My mom will run after me, but I'll be pedaling so fast that she won't be able to keep up with me. So she'll stop and go to the police station and tell them that her child has biked away. And they'll look at her and ask, "Is it because you were ruining her life?" And she'll say no. But they won't believe her, so they'll put her in jail for trying to ruin my life. And they'll tell her she gets to make 1 phone call. And she'll call my dad, who, by the way, is also trying to ruin my life. Only he does it in different ways than my mother does. This is how my dad is trying to ruin my life. Way 1. He makes me do my homework as soon as he gets home from work, no matter what else I'm in the middle of doing. Way 2. He makes me turn off my light at 8 o'clock at night, even if I'm not tired. Way 3. He makes me clean my room, even though it's already clean. So my dad will go to the police station to get my mother out of jail, but the police sergeant will see that he's trying to ruin my life too, and they'll arrest him. Then my mother and father will both be in jail, and my life will be perfect. Except I will have biked home, and it'll be time for dinner, and I'll be hungry, but there will be no one there to feed me. Then it will be time to go to bed, and there will be no one there to read me a story. There will be no one there to give me a kiss goodnight, and there will be no one there to tell me to turn off my light. And if I go to bed and I can't sleep because my light is still on and suddenly I get thirsty, there will be no one there to bring me a glass of water. And then, if I do fall asleep and I have a bad dream because I went to sleep hungry and without any stories and nothing to drink, there will be no one there to hug me and say, "It's just a dream." And I will be scared. Really scared. If both my parents are in jail, my life will be ruined. Mom? Dad? I love you. The end. I suppose it's a good thing that we have moms and dads, huh? Well, now that we had one girl who tried to escape from her mom and dad, I'm gonna have a monkey talking now, who wants to find his. There's a monkey sitting alone in the forest. I've lost my mom. Hush, little monkey, don't you cry. I'll help you find her, said the butterfly. Let's have a think. How big is she? She's big, said the monkey. Bigger than me. Bigger than you? Then I've seen your mom. Come, little monkey. Come, come, come. Do you think it was his mom? No, no, no. That's an elephant. My mom isn't a great gray hunk. She hasn't got tusks or a curly trunk. She doesn't have great thick baggy knees. And anyway, her tail coils around trees. She coils around trees. And she's very near. Quick, little monkey, she's over here. Do you think this one was his mom? No, 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 that's a snake. Mom doesn't look a bit like this. She doesn't slither about and hiss. She doesn't curl around a nest of eggs. And anyway, my mom's got more legs. It's legs we're looking for now, you say? I know where she is then. Come this way. Do you think this one was his mom? No, 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 that's a spider. Mom isn't black and hairy and fat. She's not got so many legs as that. She'd rather eat fruit than swallow a fly, and she lives in the treetops way up high. She lives in the trees? You should have said. Your mommy's hiding above your head. Was this one it? No, 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 that's a parrot. Mom's got a nose and not a beak. She doesn't squawk and squabble and shriek. She doesn't have claws or feathery wings. And anyway, my mom leaps and springs. Ah-ha! I've got it. She leaps about. She's just round the corner without a doubt. How about this one? Was this his mommy? No, no, no! That's a frog! Butterfly, butterfly, please don't joke. Mom's not green, and she doesn't croak. She's not all slimy. Oh dear, what a muddle. She's brown and furry and nice to cuddle. Brown fur? Why didn't you tell me so? We'll find her in no time. Off we go. Do you think we found her now? No, no, no. That's a bat. Why do you keep on getting it wrong? Mom doesn't sleep the whole day long. I told you, she's got no wings at all. And anyway, she's not nearly so small. Your mom's not little? Now let me think. She's down by the river having a drink. How about now? Have we found her? No, no, no! That's the elephant again! Butterfly, butterfly, can't you see? None of these creatures look like me. You never told me she looked like you. Of course I didn't. I thought you knew. I didn't know. I couldn't see. You see, none of my babies look like me. Now remember a couple of weeks ago? We have caterpillars, and they turn into butterflies, but they don't look alike. So she looks like you, said the butterfly. Well, if that's the case, we'll soon discover her hiding place. No, no, no! That's my dad! But we're closer. Come, little monkey. Come, come, come. It's time I took you home to Mom. So they found each other in the end. Now, instead of telling jokes about your mother, because that would be mean, I'm going to read a silly poem about her instead. This is called My Mother Made a Meatloaf, and it was written by Jack Prelutsky. My mother made a meatloaf that provided much distress. She tried her best to serve it, but she met with no success. Her sharpest knife was powerless to cut a single slice, and her efforts with a cleaver failed completely to suffice. She whacked it with a hammer and she smacked it with a brick. But she couldn't faze that meatloaf. It remained without a nick. I decided I would help her and assailed it with a drill. But the drill made no impression, though I worked with all my skill. We chipped at it with chisels, but we didn't make a dent. It appeared my mother's meatloaf was much harder than cement. Then we set upon the meatloaf with a hatchet and an axe, but that meatloaf stayed unblemished and withstood our fierce attacks. We borrowed bows and arrows, and we fired at close range. It didn't make a difference, for that meatloaf didn't change. We beset it with a blowtorch, but we couldn't find a flaw. And we both were flabbergasted when it broke the power saw. We hired a hippopotamus to trample it around, but that meatloaf was so mighty that it simply stood its ground. Now we manufacture meatloafs by the millions all year long. They are famous in construction, building houses tall and strong. Isn't that silly? They're making meatloaf bricks. And you know what? I actually like my mom's meatloaf. Maybe my mom's just a good cook. Now, do you know why we're reading stories and poems about moms today? That's right. Today is Mother's Day. The day when we thank our mom for being our mom. There have been special days for moms for a very long time. The ancient Egyptians and Romans and Greeks all had them, and so did the church in Europe. But when people started to move to the Americas, like with Christopher Columbus and the Mayflower, a lot of them stopped. About 140 years ago, a lady named Julia Ward Howe tried to set up a new Mother's Day. In fact, she wanted to make it the 4th of July. Do you remember what else happens on the 4th of July? That's right, it's Independence Day. Maybe she wanted to set off fireworks for all moms, huh? But her Mother's Day didn't stick. 30 years later, a lady named Anna Jarvis made her own. And she convinced people to get carnation flowers for their moms, and she eventually talked the government into making Mother's Day a national holiday for everyone in the United States to celebrate. And nowadays, there are at least 70 other countries that celebrate Mother's Day. So today, we're going to brainstorm ideas of things you can do for your mom, looking at those other countries. Like in Argentina, children read their mother's poetry, like we did with the meatloaf poem. Can you think of any poems or songs that you could tell or sing to her? A lot of countries do a lot of cooking. In France, you get your mom a cake shaped like a bouquet of flowers. And in the United Kingdom, they make a cake called simnel cake, which you bake and broil. I wonder what that tastes like. But make sure, if you want to make food for your mom, that you get someone's help, like your dad or your older brother or sister, okay? Some countries just make sure you do something nice. Like in Canada, they do a bunch of chores around the house for their mom. And in Finland, the whole family takes a walk in the morning, and they pick flowers for their mom. And if you want to do something artistic, in Japan, they used to have a countrywide contest to see who could draw the best picture of their mom. So pull out the crayons and see what you can do. Do these sound like some pretty good ideas? To give you some more ideas for songs to sing to your mom, I'm going to play some songs that she may have sung to you when you were little.
Pat a cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Pat it and roll it and mark it with a B. And put it in the oven for baby and me. Hey, hey, rock my little baby. Snuggle and wait for the cake to rise. Hey, hey, if you're getting sleepy, settle in my arms and close your eyes.
pat a cake, ding, ding, ding. Cake is done, hear the bell ring, ring, ring.
Cool it and frost it and mark it with a B and put it on the table for baby and me. Teapot short and stout. This is my handle, this is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out.
I'm a little teapot dancing at the party. See my head will rock up and down. Slippy swirl and spout is dippy twirl and see my bottom swivel around. All the little teacups love to see me wiggle. They giggle in their saucers with glee. I'm a rock and roll and roly poly, so now won't you come and dance with me?
The party's over now, please wash me out. Scrub my lid and handle, don't forget my spout. Put me on the shelf, turn out the kitchen light. It's time for me to say goodnight.
Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one, the mouse ran down. Hickory dickory dock. Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one, the mouse ran down. Hickory dickory dock.
Hickory dickory dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one. The mouse ran down. Hickory dickory dock.
Hickory dickory dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one. The mouse ran down.
Hickory dickory dock.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, peek-a-boo. If you're happy and you know it, peek-a-boo. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, peek-a-boo. If you're happy and you know it, wiggle your ears. If you're happy and you know it, wiggle your ears. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, wiggle your ears. If you're happy and you know it, shout hooray, hooray! If you're happy and you know it, shout hooray, hooray! If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, shout hooray, hooray! Yay!
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Snowflakes were chocolate bars and milkshakes. Oh, what a snow that would be. I'd stand outside with my mouth open wide, singing ah, 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 ah. If all of the snowflakes were chocolate bars and milkshakes, oh, what a snow that would be. If all of the sunbeams were lemonade and ice cream, oh, what a sun that would be. I'd stand outside with my mouth open wide, singing ah, 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 ah. If all of the sunbeams were lemonade and ice cream, oh, what a sun that would be.
That's all we have today, folks. If you want to read more about Mother's Day, why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out, along with some fun programs just like this one. Anywho, this is Miss Christine signing off. I hope you'll join me next week at the same time. Bye!